to the pound of the wheels drumming in my brain. My dash is dusty, my plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my cheaper in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Got a feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. The road is empty in my bottle of desire. Daylight is breaking, the sun touches fire. I got to make another powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car.
Welcome to the Native Broadcast Network with the Native Guys.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Trilby.
Welcome to the Powwow Trail with the Native Guys. Hoo-cha.
You got it right, this power? You got it right, Hubert?
But you might want to see this.
What's going on?
It's a powwow.
That's right, it's a powwow, ladies and gentlemen. We are back in the air. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, Trilby. Welcome to the house, man.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we're going to have an exciting episode this week, Trilby, but I'm really excited about what we got going on, what's going on with the website and with everything else. I'm just kind of rambling, hey, because this topic, man, it just got me all excited. Medicine man or medicine baby? What in the world is going on with that, Trilby?
Well, this came up because, you know, throughout our Indian country, all over, you know, there's a lot of different people out there that claim to be medicine men.
Yeah.
And a lot of them that are just playing around. So, you know, you got your real, to me, you got your real medicine man, which is more of a white person's term, mm-hmm. medicine man, because, you know, we didn't call them medicine men.
Oh, so you mean I don't need to be watching the Sean Connery movie, doing my whole thing on the, I thought that's what we were talking about, the Sean Connery movie.
Nope, not here.
Oh, good.
So, you know, like, to me, it's, you know, you have your medicine men, which I'll use the term for the show, you know,
yeah.
That way people recognize what we're talking about, but you also have the people out there who are playing medicine men.
Playing medicine man.
And so, those are your medicine babies.
And we're going to get out there, and we're going to talk about that. But before we really get into the meat of the discussions and everything, Trilby, is there anything we got to bring out or anything before we get started?
Just again, you know, we're working on our website, someguytalking.com, where we have links to the show. At the bottom, you have Blog Talk Radio, where our shows are hosted from. But you also have links to
affiliate sponsors, eBay,
sponsors, yeah,
eBay, Amazon. Hey, you know, if you need insurance, health insurance, we got a marketplace that you can go find Obama. It's called Obamacare, but the Affordable Care Act. You can hit a link there too on the website.
See, there you go.
So we're doing great things. We got different people who are actually kind of helping to affiliate with us to help us make a little bit of change. But hey, you can help us out too by checking out the links and checking out those different ones that we have. So
yeah, also on the on our webpage, we have a bunch of blogs. Haskell Sports from a Native perspective. We also have a powwow blog that I do myself there. You know, it's just about different stories about my time on the powwow trail that's continuing. And we also have a couple other blogs on there.
Yeah, I have some business blogs that I haven't put up yet, but we're getting those. Like I say, this is just kind of a work in progress right now, but the main meat of what we do is this show right here on the blogtalkradio.com. Again, you can find it at someguytalking.com, or you can go and be here. We're hope you're here with us at Blog Talk Radio, most of all.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget that you can interact with us live, too, even from Facebook on Native Broadcasting Network.
Oh,
yeah. Or I believe there's a chat room, too.
There is a chat room, but I don't use it. If you got it open, you can open it up. But I don't know how to open it because my computer is so, like, 300 years old.
Yeah.
It can't handle all that.
Or you can even tweet me for the show, too, at that Native Guy 49.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to get some live tweeting in from some of our listeners who have anything they want to share with us. But hey, let's talk about this medicine man or medicine baby. You know, what medicine man, what does that term mean? And who are the medicine men today? What's a medicine baby? And again, have you seen a new age medicine man? What are those? And that's what we're going to do in this episode. We're going to discuss some of these terms. We're going to talk about it and try to get to the bottom of who is a medicine man and how they were actually in the past and how they are portrayed in today's society, because there's a lot of things. You know, I Googled all that medicine man, and besides the Sean Connery movie that came up, there was a whole lot of things that you can find.
All
right,
all right, you know, before we go on, for our older audience that doesn't quite know the internet, explain what Googling a medicine man is.
Okay, Googling is basically like a search. You put it in a word search. Like,
oh, okay.
You know,
your
word search. And
that just didn't sound right. You Googled the medicine man.
Well, maybe you did. But you know what? You know what, Trilby? Oh, wait a minute. You know what?
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle that truth there. But hey, we're going to go and we're going to talk about this medicine man or medicine baby. So Trilby, go ahead and get us started on this subject, because this was one of your ideas. And I was like, hey, I want to talk about that too, because it's really interesting, this topic.
Oh, yeah. And, well, like, one of the things that, you know, doing the research for our stuff here is I went to, one of the definitions by, Merriam-Webster?
Yeah, Merriam.
And I was laughing because one of the definitions that they have is a noun definition of medicine man for kids.
Uh-huh.
Is a person, especially among Native American Indian groups, that believe to have magical powers to cure illnesses and keep evil spirits away.
Magical powers, huh?
Magical powers. And then the other part was it's a sorcerer.
A sorcerer. Holy moly. I know that some of the ones that I've seen on dictionary.com, they use the word shaman.
Yeah, it was a priestly healer of sorcerer, especially among American Indians.
Yeah.
And then it has shaman.
So what are some of those terms, and what do those things mean anyway? Medicine man. What is a medicine man anyways?
Well, you know, like I said before, you know, for the show, we're using medicine man to define someone who is a healer,
mm-hmm.
Who can take care of business for personal needs. So with that said, you know, a medicine man is, you know, if people are having hard times, or if they basically that, you know, that'd be one. If people are having hard times and stuff, they can go to a spiritual leader and medicine man for cleansing, to see if anybody's done anything to them. You know, it's not the IHS.
Okay,
not the doctor that hands out the hydrocodone.
Not
and
that
the morphine.
Medicine man.
And
then we're not talking about the IHS medicine guy.
Nope, right. No, not that one. And you know, it's not, you know, and this here, you know, we're not going to tell anybody what's right, what's wrong, who to go to, who not to go to. You know, we're just sharing some of our experiences, so hopefully that people will take more precaution when they go into this, not go into this field, but when they're looking for someone.
Is there a Medicine Man University I haven't heard of? Wait a minute, I want to go.
it's a sorcery class. You know, I believe it's right next to Hogwarts.
Oh, Hogwarts. that's the good. Then you're going to learn some good stuff over there.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, because, like, a lot of people who are, you know, a lot of Native American culture was taken away. They were put into boarding schools.
Yeah.
They were taken away from their families. You know, they were, so a lot of them nowadays, when this was all happening, it wasn't cool to be Native.
Yeah,
I guess you can say. So a lot of Native American kids were taken away from their parents and stuff. And, you know, and nowadays a lot of them are trying to come back to their reservations.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are looking for someone to believe in. And that's where some of these people, these phony type people who take advantage of people that want a religious experience, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
Or a spiritual awakening, however you want to call it. So, you know, this will help out some people that will go back to your elders, go to your family, you know, to check out who it is.
And that's key, you know, going to elders, going to family, because that's the one thing about if you're American Indian, like me and you, Chobi, we're both come from different tribes. We have our own ways that our people have taught us. And, you know, I can recall my dad and them talking about these medicine people of old and how powerful they were. You know, so the medicine man and all those things that we know, or that I know and you probably know, it comes from a long line of people who did things for their own, you know,
yeah,
to help them in good ways. And you know, my dad, he'd always tell me about some of our powerful Kiowa medicine people, you know, the family I'm from, where we're both my mom and my dad's side, they're both chiefs who are part of the Kiowa tribe. And that was one of their main thing. You know, they were medicine people. They were leaders of our tribe, and that was what they did. But so let's really talk about this. What is it, a medicine man today, really?
That's where some of your differences are too. Like, even like you can go online and
yeah,
look up medicine man, and you know, there's, I believe it was on one of those websites that said, spiritual cleansing, $250 to come smoke off your house.
Holy moly, $250. Wow,
yeah.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, and you know, the term medicine man is, you know, if you're dealing with like spirits who are bothering you in your house, you
yeah,
know, they come over and cleanse the house and stuff. You know, that's some of the things that you would find in a medicine man.
Oh, okay.
But you also have that can do it for, say, if you have a loved one going into surgery.
Yeah.
You know, they could smoke them off, or they could do whatever they do in their tribe,
yeah,
you know, for a clean cut, you know.
Yeah.
To come back healthy, you know, to make sure everything goes smoothly is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, going smoothly. Because I know, you know, the medicine people I know, and like I say, I'm not going to be dropping names or anything like that, but the people I do know and the things that they did, and you know, my own uncles and them, and some of my brothers still are these way, they have those ways, as we
yeah,
say. And I've seen what they real medicine men can do and how powerful they really are. You know, some of them use that black scarf like a little x-ray. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen that before.
No,
I know in ceremonial meetings in our Native American church around the Kiowa people, that's one of the medicine people do that, you know, so they can look inside a person's body, just like an x-ray, you know.
Yeah.
Those are real, but, you know, they weren't charging $250 for doing that. They
you
were doing
that. You
didn't
that. Have to be in their HMO to do
no,
that.
No, you didn't have to get an HMO card or nothing, you know. They, you know, those ways, when they did it and practiced them, you know, they gave away to these people in that old, that Indian way that we do, you know.
Yeah. And then also, like, and when I was talking about, you know, people were taken away from their families, you know, they were out. So, you know, a lot of them that as kids, it kind of depends on what age they were taken at. Because I have, even within my tribe, you know, everyday household remedies that we use, you
yeah,
know, whether it be something for headaches, something for stomach aches, these were everyday uses,
yeah,
you know, back as far as 30 years ago,
yeah.
You know, as far as back to before, you know, the settlers came over up to 500 years ago,
yeah.
Was, you know, like everyday remedies, you know, we have this thing called Masweow, which mm-hmm. you use for an upset stomach. You know, even back into the early 80s, it was just an everyday remedy.
Yeah.
It would be equivalent to Pepto-Bismol now today.
Yeah.
You know, you just if you were feeling sick, you took it, it helped you out, and that was it. You know, there was no big ceremony done or nothing like that. But nowadays, I just heard that they're having a Masweow ceremony. And, you know, to my knowledge, it was just a household remedy that if you felt sick, you took it.
Huh.
But now they're doing certain things saying that, you know, it has to be a ceremony done for this, which is, yeah. you know, it's, I know part of the ingredients is maple sugar, so.
Huh. Maybe they're going to have pancake feet. No disrespect there.
So, you know, you can see where people were taken away from their homes and stuff. You know, a lot of it was lost.
Yeah.
You know, these traditions are passed down from family members. Like a lot of it used to be. Father, it was passed down from your father, your grandfather, to your father, to your son.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so even when people were taken away in boarding schools, you know, it was everything was supposed to be converted over to Christianity.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how it was wrong to do our ways, you know, even a long time ago. Actually, it wasn't even that long ago where this stuff was happening.
Yeah.
So a lot of them converted to Christianity, which is their right to do. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that since this has been done, we're losing a lot of our ways to do this stuff.
Exactly. And that's the thing about where we're talking about the $250 charge and everything. We're losing ways because there's different ways that some of us, you know, like I was raised, like you're raised, there's ways of medicine people and how they do things. But, hey, before we really get into this, Chilby, we want to take a little break, play a little music, and then we're going to get right back into this. So, hey, we're starting to get heated up here. We're going to go over a few notes, and then we're going to be right back. So enjoy some music.
Don't go away.
Oh,
Holy moly. I hope you was jamming out on that one. It was a great, great set of music we had. Welcome back to the Native Broadcast Network on the Powwow Trail. Trilby, we're back on the air.
I'm ready.
Hey. You was tweeting somebody that think you was smiling. It's got to be your snack.
This is my medicine man.
Oh, he's got a medicine man. So, hey, that's what we're talking about today. But before we really get back into that, hey, don't forget to visit us at someguytalking.com. Got some pretty cool affiliate sponsors. Hey, and if you want to actually get on your own podcast show, click on that blogtalkradio.com link on the Some Guy Talking website, and it'll help you get started. So there's some good things. So,
there you go.
So Medicine Man, shall we were talking about a little bit, getting a little introduction. So let's start getting into a little bit of examples of what these actually mean. And then the word medicine baby, because that's something we really want to talk about here in this particular segment.
Oh yeah. And you know, every time we talk about this stuff, it's all been experience, family experience, personal experience and stuff like that. And but you know, like there was one guy. And once again, you know, I'm not going to say no names.
No name dropping.
You know, we're not here to try to disgrace anybody who's doing this stuff, or, you know, we're not trying to do any of that stuff. So, you know, we're just giving examples of stuff that I've seen.
So don't be throwing your medicine at us.
But, you know, back in the late 80s, there was a guy that would go around and he was charging $2,500 to come talk about Native traditions and to teach him how to do these Native traditions in of his own tribe, I believe.
Again, didn't I tell you I'm in the wrong profession?
You did, man. So, you know, so then, you know, that's one thing. You know, if someone's going to go out there and say, hey, you know, I'm going on a long trip, can you say a prayer for me?
Yeah.
You know, anybody who believes what they're doing and everything, they're going to say, okay, you know, no problem. And generally, you know, you offer some type of tobacco for this, you know, preferably your own tribe's tobacco. Like our tribe, anytime we do anything, we ask someone for anything that we need, we use our tribal tobacco.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we use. And so that's what I lost my train of thought there.
Well, good. That
I was looking at my Twitter.
That medicine man, he's getting to you. See, yep. Somebody's throwing their medicine using that. Bad medicine. Hey, we're not talking about Bon Jovi.
There you go.
Or are we talking about the drum group?
There we go. All right. And, you know, like another one, too, you know, this was another one back from the 70s and 80s. You know, these are examples from when they still do some of the stuff today, but not as much because, but there was another guy who was running sweats for white couples out in Arizona, and he was charging them $500 a couple to come and sweat.
Wait. Didn't they have something in the news about that some time ago, too, where they died inside a sweat?
Yeah, I believe that one was down by Sedona, I believe.
But that wasn't a medicine man. That was a medicine baby, right?
That was a medicine. Yeah, there you go.
That was a medicine baby because I don't think he was real Indian.
Yeah. And see, you know, and like the sweat lodge, it means different things to different tribes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like I know the Sioux, they have their Anipis in them, which is one of their ceremonies that they do. And I just know about it. I don't know what all goes on in it.
Yeah, me neither.
But in my tribe, we have sweats too. And in our tribe, they're like a pre-ceremony.
Yeah.
You know, if we're going to go in and do something spiritual for, I'm using quotes that no one can see. If you're going to do something spiritual for someone who came to you and asked you, you know, we use that sweat lodge to purify ourselves to go in to the ceremony that we need to do. You know, a perfect example that, you know, that I started using this, that my dad used, that I picked up on is like, if a patient's going into surgery, the doctor just don't come in and start working.
Yeah.
He goes to that sink, they scrub him down, they put on a glove, he does a purification to go into there. Well, this one is more, a sweat lodge to us is more like a purification of your soul, I guess you would say, you know, and the sweat lodge to us is that's how it purifies you. And that's the closest, that's the purest you're going to be.
Yeah.
Once you get from being a child is going through that sweat and praying.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what we use before we actually do this, I guess you say the ceremony itself.
Yeah. And you know, we in the tribe of Kiowas, we do that too. We use those rocks have real important meanings to us and how we use them. The number of rocks we use in our ceremonies, the number of willows we use, everything in that, it has to do with, like you were saying,
yeah,
you know, and that's key about the differences that each tribe has. But you know, we're,
yep. And then, you know, even in our tribe, you know, even like I was talking, you know, a long time ago, household remedies that were our ceremonies nowadays,
yeah,
you know, a long time ago, I remember the, like, even back in the early 80s, that the old men, they would say, you know what, hey, I'm getting sick, I'm kind of getting congested, yeah. Well, you know what, hey, let's go sweat, you know. So it was there to, you know, right there is a perfect example. It was there to clear them out. You know, that was clearing out a congestion and,
yeah,
stuff. But, you know, that was also, you know, that was, you just build the fire. You know, we have our Potawatomis, you know, we have our, we're considered keepers of the fire. So we have our Indian fire that we,
yeah,
use for purifying, for, to go into whatever we need to do. But, you know, we'd also use it fire and it would clean, you know, clean,
yeah,
you out. And, you know, some of them Indians, you know, got them dirty elbows. They,
yeah,
that stuff off.
That's how they get it lit.
Yep.
Rubbing, like everybody can see me rubbing my elbows, but hey.
Yeah, and you know, like one of the recent ones too is there was a guy that was taking young girls into sweats.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, in certain ways, you know, women sweat, but they go in.
They
by,
go on their own. Yeah.
They go in their own. You know, it's. I've never personally known anybody in our tribe to say, hey, you know, this guy's doing a co-ed sweat.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
I've seen them.
I've heard about them and stuff,
but,
you know.
I know they happen, but usually they try to do them separate from the men and the women. They try to do them separate because they know some people understand the consequences,
yeah,
of the actions that they do inside.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, like another guy too, this was back, you know, as early as the 90s, I remember him doing this, was he was charging anybody. It didn't matter if you're a native, white, black, Mexican, if you're purple, green, you,
yeah,
know, he was charging people $500 and he would come out and run a peyote meeting for you.
Whoa. That's a lot of people nowadays though.
Yeah.
They'll do that for price. That's the thing about the medicine man and medicine baby things that, you know, Chilby, that's one thing I've noticed, that the real medicine men that I know around our tribe and everything,
yeah,
like that, they don't charge anything. They do it because they want to pray for you. They,
oh,
do,
yeah,
it for that purpose and that purpose.
And, you know,
only.
And I can understand, like, you know, there's, I can understand, if you're going to have someone, like, say you're going to bring someone up from Kansas to run a meeting for you in Iowa.
Yeah.
Or Wisconsin, or, you know, or wherever, polite, I guess you would say, to, you know, give them some money, some,
yeah,
gas money. You know, that stuff, you know, is you know, they're not going to say, oh, you have to pay me for this, you know,
yeah,
one who really does it for what they believe in. But, you know, that's also like a what would you call it? It's not an unspoken rule. It's not a rule. You know, it's not, it's to be
generosity.
Yeah, to be generous. You're like, hey, you know, you're coming up, you're taking your time,
yeah,
out of your life to come do something for me. And you know what? Here's some gas money for you to come up. Here's some gas money for you to go home. Because the person that's doing it, all they need to do what they need to do is, once you hand them that tobacco and they accept, they're in it.
Yeah, they're in it, and they're going to do that. And that's the thing that I know a lot. Like I say, about the medicine people that I know and who I've seen, they do. They don't do it because they're wanting the money or glory. And that's the thing about some of these medicine men and babies you find, especially when, again, we're going to use the term Google. When you Google these terms, they're going to have these fancy websites, and they're going to be advertising, and they're going to be emailing people. And, you know, I remember reading somebody's post about, yeah, this person, they said they're a real medicine man emailing them. And then they said, I'll come up, and if you need some help or anything, I'd need $2,000.
Yeah.
What kind of medicine man is that?
You know, and then they have, there was another guy too that was, you know, he was known as a person that could do things for people,
yeah,
medicine man. But, you know, I think it's just, I don't know if hey, you know what, I can start making some money off of this. And, you know, he was charging people $500 to come doctor him.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, and there's been some really respectable people out there too that have said, have been doing fine their whole lives. And then all of a sudden one day it's like, you know what? I want to make some money off,
yeah,
of this, you know, and that's not right. So,
and that's the thing about, you know, medicine man, medicine baby, these medicine babies, they're preying on the, not the put your hands and together and say a prayer, but they're preying like an animal on the, how do you say it, naivety of people.
Yeah.
You know?
And then there was another guy, too, back in the 70s and 80s. This was out in California, Southern California. But there was a certain organization that people were donating to. And it helped them out a lot.
Yeah.
So what he would start doing is he would start bringing all these white people, you know, non-natives, I guess I should say.
The politically correct term.
Yeah. he would bring non-natives into this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And for their contributions of money, he would take them out and give them the native experience. And they would be out there with his pipe, and they just all sit back and smoke weed out of his pipe.
What the hey?
You know, so, you know, that's another thing where people are, it's not right, I guess.
Yeah. So, man, this is just some, man, we're going quick here because we're going about to take another break, and we're going to play this another set because it's kind of this set of music that I got here. It kind of goes along with what we're talking about. Some of y'all listen really close to what I'm going to play here because it's kind of going on with how we are today in our traditional ways.
Oh, yeah.
And
then if anybody, don't forget the live chat room is open now. We have a few people in there. So if you have any questions or concerns, comments or anything, you know, feel free to type it in. And we won't say anybody's name over the air or nothing like that.
Unless you want us to.
Unless
you want that shout out, we're happy to give you a shout out.
There you go.
But we're going to play this. Listen to what we got here. We're going to try this because I thought it went along well with what we're doing. So we will be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hoka!
Hoka!
Hiya! Ha! Hiya! Hiya! Hiya!
Let's go.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Oh, God.
Hey, don't cry. Hey, what are you crying around over there? I was crying around doing my flute music. That was my shaman music.
Man, I was crying over here. That got me missing different people.
Oh, yeah?
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Well, one quick shout out from our live chat room to the Schofield in Redding, California.
Well, hello, Redding, California, and Schofield. Thank you for joining us.
All right. So let's get back into this here. Another couple of things that I was going to tell you about, too, is like medicine men will never tell you they're a medicine man.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's walking on saying, oh, I'm going to need my house smoked off, someone's going to, I mean, or, to me, a real medicine man ain't going to go, hey, I'm a real medicine man. I'll do it for $100, you know.
$100. Here's my card.
And like a similar trait that a lot of these phony medicine babies, that as we call them,
yeah,
have is, you know, they have the wrapped hair with all the jewelry on and the ribbon shirt.
The typical stereotype medicine
typical
man.
Stereotype medicine
like I
man.
Say, why don't we just watch Medicine Man on TV? That's the one I like.
Hey. Yeah, there you go. And then, you know, as well, too, they have medicine, you know, I know of one off the top of my head, you know, is phony medicine women as well, too.
Huh.
I know one that's going around now, and she speaks at a lot of wellness conferences and does a lot of stuff saying she can doctor people and that she was taught this by her grandfather. And, you know, I know that's all lies because
wannabe.
She's a wannabe because her grandfather that she refers to that taught her everything is my grandfather.
Oh, okay. All right. So they're just kind of taking your ways.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's a lot of people that don't realize, you know, that's another thing that people have to watch out for is, you know, a lot of them go out there and they talk, you know, they talk all this big game. But you know what? Someone knows the people you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the key thing about the minute. That's why I say we're not going to name drop because I know a lot of you will start like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah,
you got it.
And like we were talking about earlier too, you know, a medicine man, you know, they're not going to have a website. You know, they're not going to say, hey, come to medicineman.com for all your ailing needs and
hey,
sorcery.
I'm going to copyright that because I want that now.
You know, and, you know, they're not going to have a website. They're not going to be on Facebook, you know, and, you know, for a lot of you old schoolers, you know, they're not going to have a yellow page ad.
Not, no yellow pages. They're not going to be tweeting you, hey, come get your, come get a free referral if you tweet my medicine man
yeah no hashtag medicine man. So go ahead.
So we were talking about medicine men and everything like that. You know, we know some tribes, they really are into these things with medicine men and the different things. The one thing I was talking about earlier with you, Trilby, off the air about medicine people, you know, that man upstairs, all things that he does, according to what that book says, it says he does good. So if there's medicine men who are hurting people, that's not from that guy up there.
Yeah,
right?
And that's another thing, too, that we can mention. You know, I hear people say, oh, they do bad medicine. They use bad medicine.
Yeah.
You know what? There's no such thing as bad medicine. There's just medicine. It's the person that's using it in a bad way.
Oh, I thought he was talking about that drum group again.
You know, so, you know, I hear people say, oh, it's bad medicine. It's bad medicine. No, it's all medicine. It's good medicine.
Yeah.
It's just used in a bad way.
Exactly.
And then, you know, a quick story here, too, that I was with one of my buddies last year at Hunting Moon Pow, which is actually going on tonight, you know, this weekend.
Live streaming. They're live streaming it.
But, you know, we was at Hunting Moon and we were getting dressed for Grand Entry. And he was saying, he goes, you know, I have a headache. And I was like, oh, really? And I told him, I was like, oh, yeah, I got some bear medicine. You know, he's like, oh, really? You know, so he's like, oh, man, you got bear medicine. You know, is it like root or something like that for your throat and stuff? So I have it in my suitcase. Let's go check it out. So he goes over there and he was like, oh, man. He goes, yeah, because I want to thank you a lot for letting me use this bear medicine to take away my headache. And what I did was I reached into my bag and I handed him a bottle of bear aspirin.
Well, he had bear medicine.
There you go, man. He liked that one, man. He couldn't quit laughing about
that.
Well,
you were a medicine baby that day then.
Yeah.
Did you get 50 cents for those aspirins at least?
Well, according to the dictionary, I was a sorcerer.
Oh, you're a sorcerer. So, yeah, this topic we were on, medicine man or medicine baby, if you missed it, you know, always come back and podcast it. After everything's done, it will podcast after the show. But, you know, it's been a really good discussion. We're leaving these open because we want you to think about different ones maybe who are saying medicine men or who are medicine people, you know, just think about it.
Yeah.
Think about the things we're talking about on here.
And, you know, another thing, too, that I've realized is, like, a lot of your real medicine men, as we're saying for now, is, you know, a lot of them seem to stay home.
Yeah.
On their reservations, and they have that connection with their area and their people. So, you know, another, that's another thing, you know. And, you know, it, there's a lot of urban, I don't want to say urban medicine men as their phonies, but, you know, that they can be found different places. And usually it's more like for, I was on the article I was reading too earlier, it says, you know, that a training for a medicine man.
Yeah.
And it's not really training. You know, like one thing they were talking about in the article was that they watch them as they grow up. And it had some truth to it, that, you know, the elders who are medicine men, medicine people, healers, you know, they watch people as they grow up to see how they deal with certain situations,
huh.
You know, because if it's a bad person, you know, then they won't help them with the teachings because, you know, they fear that they might want to use them in a different way.
Yeah.
So that was another thing that article was pretty interesting, though, that actually you sent it to me today.
I sent you several of them because I thought, man, these are pretty interesting. And people, you know, that's the thing about the medicine men, that, you know, we live in a modern world where people are going to talk about their experiences. And, you know, that's where you got to sit there. Is this a medicine man or a medicine baby they're talking about here? Because one of them, I think we're talking about them charging people, and the other one, it's, you know, the tribe that they were around, that's a real traditional tribe. So, and I do know that they really do understand what they do.
Yeah.
With certain medicine people.
Yeah. So as this winding down, I hope everybody enjoyed our little convo about medicine man and medicine baby. And for next week's show, we're going to be talking about powwow slang.
Powwow slang.
Episode 3 is going to be about powwow slang. One example is like, how did I do this weekend at the powwow?
Hey, how did you do this weekend at the powwow?
I got Z'd out.
You got Z'd out?
Which means I didn't place. So, you know, we're going to go over some of that stuff like that. And don't forget to check out someguytalking.com. Click on those links that go straight to eBay or Amazon to check out some of the Native American artifacts going on there. Yeah. So,
and if you don't know what, because we're talking about medicine man, medicine baby, I thought it'd be nice. If you don't know who these guys I'm about to end up, we're going to play it for our outro. It's Mike Bone. There's some great Native American rappers. They were on season 8 of America's Got Talent. They made it all the way to one of the final rounds. It's called the Rain Dance. I think it's the great thing for our show to end it on.
If you have any ideas or comments, questions too, don't forget to email us at
NativeGuy@someguytalking or
Trilby@someguytalking.com.
.com.
As well as Twitter at ThatNativeGuy49.
Or at ThatNativeGuy. So, hey, we thank you. Hey, it was a great episode, Trilby. We're going to do some slang talking next week.
That's right. Ahoo. And don't forget, next Friday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, episode 3, Powwow Slang.
Powwow Slang. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. When I bounce, I'm a Native boy. Coming fresh out the box, never faded, boy. Oklahoma be the 46th state, boy. I ain't going nowhere, I'm here to stay, boy. You can call me FBI, I'm full blood Indian. While I'm seeing the blood, full blood Christian. Settle up, gon' edit up the name for that bone, cause I hate it cracking up. I must be good, cause the money's stacking up. So gon' clap once, gon' clap once. I keep it quiet, keep the crap proud.